We are thankful to be here.
Yes.
The Lord blessed us to get up. And I told Brother Taylor and his wife that I think I did more air praying than I ever done in my life. It's quite different. It's the last time I've flown like Taylor's when I was in the military getting out and had just a little bit of trouble there. But the Lord blessed me, and there were two or three scriptures that I held on to, and one was over there where it say, I would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is standing on the Lord.
Yes.
But when I look at that airplane wing, it looked like my mind would get back off. And the Lord blessed us, and we are thankful to be here, and we desire your presence. We stand before you to try to encourage in the Word of God.
Amen.
We are still saved and encouraged going for God. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Charles Lowe from Tulsa.
Yes.
Back out here, I believe, a few years ago. I like to try to encourage the saints to go on for God. Let's get in the meeting.
Yes.
Everyone get everything out of the way, and the Lord can bless with a real good meeting. But if you keep things in the way, and those kind of things might hinder the meeting.
That's so.
If you turn with me to Exodus, the 14th chapter, just want to read verse 15 in that chapter, Exodus 14, verse 15. If we would give you a subject to remember, it would be go forward.
Amen.
Go forward.
Yes.
That is a action word.
Yes, it is.
It's a powerful word.
Yes.
To go. The Lord wants us all to go on for Him. He wants us to get out of sin and go on for God. In the book of Exodus 14, chapter verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go follow.
Amen.
And this is what the Lord would have all of us to do, is go forward.
Amen.
You may face many things in life. A lot of things you face are not encouraging things. But as you face these things, we need to take courage to keep on going.
Yeah.
I thought about when the airplane, and I hope you forgive me for referring to this, but it couldn't go backwards. It wasn't designed to go backwards. So they had to push that thing backwards. And after it got it pushed backward, it began to go forward.
Yes.
And it just went on and gained momentum, and pretty soon, you know, it was frightening. And pretty soon it began to start going up in the air. And it looked like it began to me, it looked like it wasn't having enough power to get up that way. But it was designed to go forward.
Yes.
And then after a while, it began to do this now. I thought about the troubles and trials of life we face. This will help us keep on going forward.
Yeah.
And that man kept on until he got that thing way up above the clouds.
Yeah.
And she just sailed right on.
Yeah.
Now, we'll have to go through some things in this life,
yeah,
some rough places, but this is to help us to sail right on in God.
Yeah.
So I want you to be encouraged to go on for God, dear ones.
Yeah.
You might face different things in this life, and you're going to face those different things. Some people hate to face the realities of life. But in facing realities of life, we still have God to help us to go on forward. So you be encouraged to go on for the Lord, dear ones, tonight. We trust the Lord to bless each one of us, and we just go on for God. Let's go on to Exodus 17 chapter. We'll get in. We get on as the Lord leads us. We had in mind the Lord just use us if it's just a prayer, sing with the congregation. I didn't have in mind I'm going to come in and preach tonight. I am not pulpit happy. I don't have a racehorse nature. But if the Lord uses me, amen.
Amen.
I just want to let you know that before we get started, that you don't have that about me, that expression about me being having a racehorse nature and just jumping up here. Exodus 17, chapter verse 1 through 6. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully and closely here.
Yes.
And all, not some, but all of the congregation.
Yes.
The children of Israel.
A of the children of Israel
journeyed
from the wilderness of sin
after their journeys
according to the commandments of the Lord
and
pitched in Rephidim,
and there
was no water for the people to drink. Now you think about this now, going an extended period of time and maybe an extended distance with no water to drink. And most of us would probably have some water to drink before we got a certain distance. But let's think about these people now having no water to drink. Now we're going through some things in life. It may seem like we have no water, so to speak, to drink. It may seem that nobody cares for us. But we have to still go on because there's no room in going back. I thought about if that plane would start going backwards, you think about praying then, I really wouldn't appreciate it going backwards. It was designed to go forward. So let's not crawfish on God. When we get saved, let's go on forward, dear one. Brother, keep on going for God. The Lord wants you to go on for Him. Stay encouraged, keep on going. You'll face many things, but don't crawfish. If that plane was going back, we'd have some problems. But it was designed to go forward. We thank the Lord for that. You know, also I thought about it had to have a push. They had to push that thing back. Now, sometimes we have to have a push to go on for God. It may be through other saints. It may be through some trials and tests. When we get that push, let's take advantage of it. Move on forward. Go on for God, dear ones. Read on, sister.
Wherefore the people,
they didn't like this. They started raising sand. That's what they're talking about. They began to raise some sand here with this man. They began to raise some sand. We don't need to raise sand. We need to go on for God. Because the end, heaven will be worth it all. A lot of things you might not lack in this life, but we must take a bit of it to sweet.
Yes,
go on for God. Here you are. We begin to fuss with this man. Go ahead.
Give us
water that we may drink, Moses.
And Moses said unto them,
Why are you doing this with me?
Wherefore do you tempt the Lord?
Where do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water.
And the people murmured against Moses.
They did what?
Murmured against Moses.
You don't know what that is, do you? Wait a minute, Sister Sheehy. These people murmured.
Yes.
And they had been delivered from Egypt, had they not? And we've been delivered from sin. We need not murmur, but go for God, they want. You can't get anywhere murmuring and complaining. It doesn't help you one bit. Just keep your mind closed and Lord, give me grace to go on for you. I want to make it to heaven.
Amen.
And this is what it's going to take. Murmuring has no place in a saint's life.
Amen.
If you got that on hand, you need to work on that.
Amen.
Go ahead and read some more. Now look here, Moses. You brought us up out of Egypt.
To kill us.
You know, sometimes people get saved and feel like, oh, I'm having such a hard time. But the God is trying to help us to go forward, dear one. If we don't go through some trials and tests, we won't make it. James tells us a little bit about that, doesn't he? Someone find over there. I don't have it written out. I don't have a transcript or anything here, but you find that. Well, James tells us about these trials and whatever. Think you're not strange concerning these kind of things that he's saying. Then he mentioned about the trials in your faith. Read that, Brother Charles. You got it, don't you? We want you to go forward. We want you to go on for God, dear one.
Yes.
Don't stop. Don't hesitate, but keep on going. I tell you, if that plane had got up in that place and started hesitating on us, I sure would have been praying some more. But it just kept on going.
Yeah.
And we made it on the Fresno. And we had a real good landing. And I was glad to get off.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Thank
one of these days, we'll be glad to get off this trust me.
Yes.
We'll go to a much better place. It may get kind of shaky going home, but we got God on our side, dear ones. What you got there, brother?
I don't know if this is the one you want.
That's what I want. My brother counted all joy.
And you fall into
Wait a minute, brother Chandler. Brother here. He said, count it all joy.
Yes.
Leave the computers alone. Leave the calculator alone. You do the count. You know, some people want to say, I'm going to hire me a CPA to do. You do the counting, see? You count it all joy. When you're going through some trials, I need to count it all joy, right? Count it all joy. Leave the CPs alone. Well, I don't know what's happening. Y'all pray for me. Lord knows what He's doing.
Amen.
The Lord knows what He's doing. Those persons that engineered that plane, they knew what they were doing. They said, well, they can put so many pounds of thrust and fix the wings a certain way, and this thing will go through the air, and it'll go through the storms and all this. And that thing just goes on by. It might scare you. but you stay with it. You might face some things in life. You just stay with the Lord. The Lord will help you through. We've had a few experiences ourselves, but we're going on, dear ones. We intend to make it to heaven. Now, he said,
count it all joy. When you fall into
notice it didn't say count it sometimes joy when you fall in devil's temptation, but count it all joy. How are you going to do that? It's going to take God in us to count it all joy. We can't count it all joy by ourselves. It's going to take something in us to count it all joy. It's going to take the love of God in us and the Spirit of God to count it all joy to move on. I'll tell you, that plane had the right fuel in it, didn't it? I think we get the right fuel in us, we can go on too. We get the Holy Spirit in us and working in us and love of God in us, we can go right on too. Yes, we can. My brother, count it all joy.
Knowing this. That the trying of your faith.
Knowing this. Get this part of it. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith.
Work in patience.
But knowing this, brother, that the trial, have you gone through some trials? Have you gone through a test of life? Are you going through some now? But God is right there looking. God is right there looking. Now, going to help me through this. And when I get through this one here, I can have a testimony. And you can have a testimony if you keep on going. But if you back, I believe the word of God said, my soul had no pleasure in him that back. Didn't it say something like that?
Yes.
We don't want to back. We want you to go forward, dear ones. Read some more there.
But let patience.
You know, some people just don't have patience. You may not have patience with Brother Lowell before he leaves here, but you need some patience with each other. Husband needs patience with wives. Wives need patience with husband. Husband and wife need patience with children. Preachers need patience with saints. Saints need patience with ministers. Saints need patience with pastors. We all need some patience, do we not? And sometimes we sure get it tried too, but you just go and get it tried and going for God. Don't give up. Don't say, well, I'm not going back up here anymore. They tried me too much. Just keep on going.
Yes.
Keep on going for God. That's all I need of that, brother. Besides that there. Did I read all that over in Exodus 17, chapter 1 through 6? Okay.
Kill us and our children and our
now, you put us back in there to kill us? He said you could have left us back there in Egypt. Now, we think of Egypt as being a type of sin.
Yes.
Did you have pleasure in sin? Are you having pleasure now? In God. In salvation. Now don't go back there. Now these people begin to look back. Don't look back. I tried to look back and I couldn't see anything behind there. Back there when those people were in the restroom or that little way getting ice or something. I couldn't see back behind that thing. I tried to, but I couldn't. I'll tell you, I was really on an observation trip. I was observing that thing. But I thank the Lord he blessed me on through with it. But don't look back. When the Lord saves you from sin, keep going.
Yes.
Keep going. If you see other people falling by the way, keep on going. Regardless of how long they may have been saved, you might have a lot of confidence in that person. Keep on going.
Yes.
We got to do this for ourselves, dear ones.
Yes.
We can't go back because we see someone else go back.
No,
regardless of what that person might have been. His occupation, whatever his status might have been with God, if he goes back, let's keep our eyes on God.
Yes,
and we'll do well to keep our eyes on God.
Yes.
And I'll be as well with the Lord today for keeping my eyes on him.
Amen.
I got saved to go to heaven.
Amen.
And Lord has been helping me.
Amen.
And I'm still going forward. And I believe I got the right fuel.
Thank God.
Right back when I was in the military, we had a helmet, and we had a pistol belt, and we had sometimes I had a pistol, and a bayonet, and M14. Didn't have anything back here. I didn't have anything back me, because I had to go forward.
Yes.
We were trained to fight, and I believe we were well trained to fight. And when the Lord saved us, He equips us to fight.
Amen.
And the Word of God tells us what to put on. It tells you about the helmet and all this. It tells what to put on to fight. And if you don't expect to fight, you might as well get out of the way.
Amen.
This is a fighting way. And the Lord doesn't want anybody who's coward in his army.
Yes.
Now, if you're a coward, you might as well stop now. But I suggest you run on for your life, dear one.
Amen.
Amen. And so we had those things on and we just went forward. And they taught us about long trust and hold. That was a command. We had to bear that on the weapon. We was go this way, and we started going forward. We wasn't going back. And if anyone got in the way, they would stab with that bayonet. And if you see the National Guard in duty, I mean on duty, and they trying to quiet down something, they going forward with their bayonet on there. And no one's going to get in the way. They get out of the way. They are soldiers. They are trained for their job.
Yes.
They have an occupation. That occupation is a military occupation. We have an occupation.
Yes.
That is a soul-winning occupation and living for God.
Yes.
Let us fight, dear ones. Don't go back.
Yes.
You don't gain anything for going back.
Yes.
You know, I could have turned around in Salt Lake City and said, well, I'm going back. But each time we land, I said, Lord, help us get back up here and get out again. And you did it. I thank the Lord for that. Keep on going. I hope you can get the point. Keep on going for God, dear ones. It's not going to be easy always. You'll face different things in life. But this is to help you.
Yes.
Thought about the things that Job went through.
Yes.
And his own bosom wife told him what to do. And some people will tell you what to do also. But it won't be the right thing.
That's right.
But he just wouldn't do that. He told her that she talked like a foolish woman there. But he went on for God. And the end result of that man was better than the first result.
Yes.
He kept on going for God. We are some people who went on for God. And we need to go on for God ourselves.
Amen.
And don't become cowards and discouraged and saying where no one else is doing this and that. You stick with the word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Very one of us stick with the word of God. This is all we need.
Amen.
We don't need man's opinion.
Yes.
We need the word of God. There's too many opinions of man anyway. That's why the world's in the condition it's in now. We need the word of God in action in our lives. And may the Lord help us all to do that. Going for God, dear ones. Over in the book of Exodus, you're reading some more there. We didn't finish that, okay.
Fourth verse.
Fourth verse.
And Moses cried unto the Lord.
Moses cried out unto the Lord, saying,
What shall I do unto this people?
What shall I do? These people are getting on this man's nerve. Can we use that term?
Yes.
Because Moses is a man.
Yes.
There are some things that get on our nerves. If we can use those terms, but let's not let that turn us around. It's going for God. What shall I do to these people? What shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to kill me. It says stone me, didn't it?
Yeah.
What's the difference in stone and killing? That's where they killed them. And the Lord said unto Moses,
go on before the people.
What did he say?
Go on before the people.
And they're getting ready to stone him. You might face some difficulties in life, dear
yes,
one.
My God.
But go on.
Amen.
Go right on. God can give you grace.
Yes.
I thought about when that woman came to Christ. No, when those people brought that woman to Christ as an adulterer.
Yes.
And they set her out there before the Lord, and you know how the story went. But the Lord said, neither do I condemn thee. What does it say?
Go.
Go and sin no more.
Yes.
So that means go and don't go back and sin. You'll face different things. You'll face pulls of various kinds. You'll face pulls of temptation. But
yes.
Keep on going for God.
Amen.
You're going to face some things, brother, but you keep on going for God.
Yes.
Some of those very little things the Lord saved you from that'll come back and try to tempt you.
Yes.
But go on for God.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Go on for God.
Amen.
Every one of you, go on for God.
Yeah.
You're facing different pulls now, but go on for God.
Yes.
Thank the Lord that we can go on for Him.
Amen.
On down to the other verse, sister.
Behold, I will stand before thee.
I will stand before
thee.
And thou shalt smite the rock.
And there shall come water out of it.
You know, it's good to be in a condition we can hear God for ourselves.
That's true.
You know?
Yes.
We can be in a position we can hear God for ourselves.
Yes.
And we don't have to be worried about what they're going to say about this. Or call Him and call it. You can read for yourself and the Spirit can reveal some things to us. He said, I'll stay in a certain place. God is concerned about us.
Yes.
While we're going through our traveling test, He's standing in a certain place.
Amen.
And He's standing there to help us.
Yes.
Well, I thought about Stevens, just that quick. Someone found out about Stevens. Now, he could have said, well, I'm giving up this. No, I'm giving up this. The first deacon. But he went on, didn't he?
Yes.
even though it cost his life, he went on. Got that in the book of Acts?
But
you know, he had something.
Yes.
And we need to have something.
Amen.
And it's time out for playing church.
Yes.
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, it's time to get it. If you're not fully sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, it's time to get into one. If you don't have it, you're going to run into something, and it's not going to work. If this man hadn't been filled with the Holy Spirit, he wouldn't have made it right there. And he being full of it.
Yes.
Just full of it. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to see all the people, God, just full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Everybody got their fire. Everybody's living right. Nobody is murmuring. Nobody's complaining. Everybody's going, I want that to be something to see.
Yes.
They can be like that.
Yes.
It's up to us.
Yes.
He being full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And what did he do?
Looked up steadfast in heaven.
And
saw the
glory. You know, if he hadn't had that Holy Spirit, if he had on Stephen, he probably wouldn't have been right there. He couldn't have prayed like that. He probably would have ran. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up and saw what?
The glory of God.
Saw the glory of God.
And Jesus standing.
And he saw Jesus. Hadn't perhaps gotten up and maybe looking down upon us, my child here.
Amen.
Okay, if we go through these things right, God is concerned, you one.
Yes.
We'll touch God some way if we go through it right.
Yes.
And we have a determination to go for God. He'll back us up.
Yes.
See, we.
Amen.
He's done it for me all these years.
Yes.
And I believe he do it all the way.
Yes.
And he, being full of the Holy Spirit,
yes.
What he looked up and did what?
Yes.
Read the rest of it, Brother Taylor.
And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens."
And he said, "Behold, I see."
Amen.
Oh, it would just be encouragement,
yes,
to always see God.
Yes.
A long time we go through the trials and tests of life. You know what we see? We see the trials and poor me. But I tell you, God wants us to go beyond that and see God in it all. Brother Red over here and James said about the trial. But sometimes we see the trial and we don't see Jesus. We better start seeing Jesus.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
The trial's going to be there.
Oh, yes.
Job, tell us about man that is born of a woman. A few days.
Yes.
Full of trouble.
Yes.
We're not going to be exempted because we're saved.
That's
Lord's going to give us grace to go through it. Thank the Lord for that. Oh, thank the Lord. What else did he do, Brother Taylor?
Behold, I see the heavens.
Behold,
open,
I see the Son of Man.
Standing on the right hand.
Standing.
Yes.
This man is full of the Holy Spirit. He's going on in it. I believe he went right out into heaven.
Yes.
He see the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Oh, and the heavens open.
Yes.
What a sight to see.
Yes.
You know, if he had self on hand, he wouldn't have seen heaven open.
No.
You can't see heaven open with self on hand. You're looking at self and what's bothering you.
Yeah.
This man was being hurt and stoned, and yet he's looking up. He wasn't having a self-pity party, he was. He's looking up. And what else did he say?
Then they cried out with a loud voice. And stopped their ears.
And stopped. Now think about it. This sign kind of funny. These old grown folks with their ears stopped up.
Yes.
Visualize something like that. Grown people with their ears stopped up. On a man of God.
Yes.
Got their ears stopped up. Proud of things in the ears. You would say, well, that's kid stuff, but these are grown folks.
Yes.
And how do you take when one grown person gives you a tongue lash? I mean, what's wrong with you? I wish God would get you. You better move on, dear ones.
Yes.
You're going to get some tongue scourges. You're going to get these kind of things.
Yes.
But going for God.
Amen.
Don't let that discourage you. Go on for God.
Yes.
What else did he say?
Stopped their ears and ran up on him with one accord.
Now listen to this. Just a group of them. Stopped their ears and ran up on him with one accord.
And cast him out of the city.
And threw him out of the city. Cast and throwing the same thing.
And stoned him.
And stoned him.
And
the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet.
Whose name was Saul.
And they stoned Stephen. Went back to there again. They that had their fingers in the ears. You may feel that people are throwing stones at you. And it might be. But keep on going.
Amen.
They didn't hurt Stephen, did they? He saw heaven. What are you willing to suffer for to make it to heaven? When he crosses your grave and you're ready to just give up, Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, help us. You may not have these kind of stones thrown at you, but some stones of life will come your way. It may come through your children. It may come through your loved ones. It may come to somebody that you had come to right in the church.
Yes.
Might just try you to the utmost. That's a stone. But this brother went right on, didn't he? Went right on. I wonder if there are any Stevens here tonight. You don't have to answer. Just think about this man. I would say he was going on.
Yes.
He went forward. And he reads some more there, brother.
And they stoned Stephen.
And they stoned Stephen. Stephen called upon God.
And saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Lord Jesus.
And he
kneeled down.
And cried with a loud voice.
Cried with a loud voice.
Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.
Now wait a minute.
No sleep.
Now you hear what this man did? He prayed for those people that were stoning him. He was intending, he had it fixed, didn't he?
Yes.
We need to make sure we get it fixed in one.
Amen.
We can go on for God.
Yes.
It takes a lot to pray for someone if someone spit at you. Don't you get a chance to catch him. Now they did more than this to him. They just stoned him.
Yes.
And he prayed for them.
Oh, yeah.
Someone tell you off or step on your toe or something like that, a bump your car, wish I can catch him. Lord, help us.
Yes.
We need to go on for God, dear ones. The grace is there to help us going for God. I trust you take courage to go on for God as you go through life from henceforth. Each day in life, you'll face something differently.
That's true.
The Lord is still the same, though.
Yes, he is.
And there's no problem and thing we face too big for him. Open the book of Nehemiah, 5th chapter, verse 1 through 4. And also Nehemiah 5, 10, 1 to 10. Nehemiah 5, 1, 4. This was a man of God that had it fixed. He was going on for God. He had a work to do. And I think you're aware of the fact that he was building the wall that had been torn down. Faced many things in life. But he kept on going to God. And we should take care of this man was made out of the same kind of material we are.
Amen.
You might think these were supermen. They were not supermen. They made out of the same type of material that we are. But God was God then, he's God now, and he helped those dear ones. He can help us to go on for God, dear ones. Nehemiah 5, 1 through 4.
And there was a great cry.
There was a great cry of the people.
Their wives against their brethren, the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
For there were that said, we are sons and our daughters are many.
Are many.
Therefore, we take up corn to them.
Okay.
That we may
okay.
Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dirt. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards.
Are you in Nehemiah? That's not what I want. I wonder when they give him a hard time. Maybe it was the sixth then. Yeah, okay. Now. Heard that he had built a wall.
And that there was no breach left there.
And there was no breach left there in.
So all that time I had not set up the doors upon the gate.
Okay. Now see, Sanballat was his enemy, was he not?
Yes.
And he was trying to discourage. There's always somebody trying to discourage something.
Yes.
It can be right among the congregation. There's always someone to try to discourage.
Yes.
We got some people that won't do anything.
Yes.
And we got someone sitting that you do.
Yes.
And we may just be one to go ahead and do whatever the Lord, our hands trying to do for the Lord.
Amen.
So here the Sanballat is trying to cause trouble. And Nehemiah is determined he's not going to stop him.
Yes.
He has a job to do.
Yes.
And we have a job to do. Who are we going to let stop us? Your husband? Your wife? Your children? Your pastor? Who are you going to let stop you from doing the things of God? The command is to go on. Go forward.
Yeah.
So he's doing his best to stop this.
Amen.
trying to stop the work of God. Go ahead, sister. Oh, no.
They
thought to do me mischief.
And I sent messengers unto
them saying. This is what I want. He said, I sent messages unto them saying, I am doing a great work.
Yes.
Now, are you doing a great work tonight?
Or
are you saved and going on for God? Or you just kind of, if things get hot or tough, you're going to turn around and go back? Now this man say, I am doing a great work. And I can't come down. This is affirmative. And he didn't come down, did he? I am doing a great work and I can't come down. We need to go on for God, they want. The guy said, how did the enemy come around and try to mess with us? We need to be encouraged going for God. And he can try to mess with you in various times of ways. But let us go on for God, they want. That's what I've been doing, going on for God. And I want to encourage you to go on for God, too.
Amen.
Did you read on down to the fourth
Why
verse?
The work
Listen to this.
Why
should the work cease? Oh, well, why I come down and fool around with you? You can talk to the devil like that. My used to be a pastor. Told me, you can talk to the devil like that. Sister Harmon, she told me, you can talk to him like that. I don't like him anyway. Why should I leave this work to come out and mess around with you? Go ahead. Yet they said unto me,
four times after this
sort. Four times, and I told him the same thing.
Yes.
You just tell them the same thing. He tried the same old tricks, just go on anyway.
Yes.
He'll try to tell you ain't got no faith, go on anyway.
Yes.
He'll try to tell you ain't saved, stay saved anyway.
Yes.
He'll try to tell you you're speaking out of term, go on and live for God anyway.
Yes.
He'll try to tell you you don't have time to pray, pray anyway.
Amen.
Go on for God. He tried to use his trick on the people of God. Get up in the morning time and he want to make you do something else before you pray. Get this done. You better go ahead and pray.
Amen.
Go on for God. Don't take time out for the devil. Go on for God. And don't take time out for yourself either. Go on for God, dear ones. He told him, I can't come down. I told him the same thing again. I can't come down. I'm doing a great work.
Yes.
Now the key is this. How great is your work? Think about that. How great is your work? If it's not that great, you're going to come down.
Yes.
But if you love the Lord,
yes.
And if you like the song that they sang on page 77,
yes.
You're going to go on for God.
Yes.
And that's what we want you to do, is go on for God.
Amen.
Okay, we're going down to the fifth chapter, I believe the 10th verse. There was something there.
Which one?
The same chapter, I believe verse 10. See, this is a trick.
Yeah.
The enemy knows how to try to get you one way and try to get you another way.
Yes,
now here they're trying to get this man again. But this man had it fixed. I'm going on for God. I'm going to build a wall. Go ahead.
Within the temple and let us shut the door.
Let us shut the door.
They will come
and kill you.
In the night
they'll come and slay thee.
And I said,
listen to this. Oh, I like reading this. This brother had it fixed.
Oh, yes.
And I said,
Should such
a man as I flee?
And who is there?
Should a saint run from the devil? That's what he's saying. Should I run from them? Should such a man as man of God running from the devil? The little trial and test of life run from those? No, don't do that.
Amen.
Read on, sister.
Being as I am,
to
the temple to save his life,
mm-hmm.
I will not go in.
Let's just kind of break right there. Thank the Lord. Y'all keep praying for me.
Amen.
I will not go into the temple to save his life. Go ahead.
And lo, I perceive
that God had not sent him.
But then
he pronounced this prophecy against me.
For Tobias,
mm-hmm.
And Sanballat had hired me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
and what? You see that?
Yes.
And do so and what? Sin.
And that they might have matter or an evil report.
See what happens? When you fall, people have seen that. I never done to it anyway. Uh-huh. And your life will have influence on someone else's life. Go on for God.
Yes.
Be in church going for God. Well, thank the Lord for that. If you turn me now to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 3 through 9, at least what I want. 2 Corinthians 12, 3 to 9.
And I know such a man.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you're right.
And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body,
yes.
I cannot tell.
Cannot tell.
God knoweth.
God knoweth.
How then he was caught up into paradise.
Caught up into paradise.
And heard unspeakable words.
And heard. You think, this is pretty good now.
Yes.
I'm getting up here, God doing something for me that he hadn't done to someone else now. Okay.
And heard unspeakable words.
And heard unspeakable words.
Which it is not lawful
for
a man to
utter. Man to
utter. Of such an one will I glory.
Of such an one will I glory.
Yet of myself I will not glory.
Okay.
But in my infirmity. For though I would desire to glory. I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear. Lest any man should deliver me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me.
Yes.
And lest I should be exalted.
That's getting down to what I wanted. We never had to watch these kind of things.
Yes.
God wants us to be humble people.
Amen.
At all times.
Yes.
Because, you know, Lord may bless us to be able to maybe sing, and we need to just be humble and keep on going. If someone else calls a number, maybe just in humility, if maybe someone calls a number and you call one and yours wasn't sung, how do you feel?
Yeah.
I won't call one next time. No, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah,
keep on going.
Amen.
Lord, I help you get over that little hurt and keep on going.
Yeah.
Maybe your number wasn't led by the Spirit of God anyway to be called. But keep on going, dear ones.
Amen.
Let us keep on going, working with each other as people of God.
Amen.
Keep loving each other and forgiving.
Amen.
Going for God.
Thank
but anyway, the Lord did something for this man here. Lest what?
Unless I should be exalted above measure.
Above measure.
Through the abundance of the revelation.
There was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
Lest I should be exalted above measure.
And I didn't want this thorn in the flesh. That's what he said.
Yes.
Read on. Because he sought the Lord. For this I sought the Lord.
Thrice
means three.
That it might
depart from me.
And he said unto me.
You notice he kept on going for God anyway. The Lord just said, my grace
is sufficient
for you.
Amen.
Now, this was a man of God.
Yes.
The Lord had done something special for him. And he was going to get busted up, so to speak. And the Lord just gave him a thorn in the flesh.
Yes.
And he told him his grace. You know that grace is still here for us
too? Yes.
That's true.
Just because he gave Paul grace, he didn't run out.
The
Lord can give me grace to put up everyone that mistreat me. There are some people that don't care about me and you too.
Yes.
And they'll let you know about it.
Yes.
But we need to go on for God.
Amen.
Stay faithful to God. Thank the Lord for that.
Praise.
Amen. Over in Revelation, 2nd chapter. I want you to take courage to keep going on.
Amen.
As you face the different things in life. The unpleasant things you face. To go on for God.
Amen.
The disappointments you face in life, going for God.
Amen.
Don't sink under those things. Keep on going. for the Lord. Revelation, the 2nd chapter, verse 9 and 10.
I know thy work.
I know thy work. You know, God knows everything. And we can't fool it. You can try to fool each other, but you can't fool all the saints. So don't play around. Just come straight. God knows where everyone stands tonight. He knows that you got to fix what you're going on. He knows if you have come up against some kind of stumbling block and you're standing still. Don't stand still.
Amen.
It's best to keep on moving. Sometime I mentioned about when my oldest daughter was a little child, she had what you call an inchworm, it's green, and she bounced and he just inches along. See? So we just keep on inching along for God. See? Don't go back. It wouldn't go backward. Every time she would bounce, when she would bounce, that little worm would just go forward. Mm-hmm. And had a hat on his head. He was going forward. Let us keep going forward.
Amen.
If we just inch along, back in Revelation 2, 9 and 10, I know thy works. I know thy works.
And tribulation.
And tribulation. Now you may be having tribulation.
Yes.
You may be having various kinds of things. But God knows that.
Yes, he does.
We don't have to think, well, this is a problem and a trial that nobody is going through or had anything to do with but me. Why did it come my way? God knows all about that.
Yes.
The thing for us to do is keep on going. Don't turn around. I know thy works. Go ahead.
And tribulation. And poverty.
I know you don't have nothing. We are nothing anyway.
Yes.
God knows we are nothing. But he is something.
Amen.
And he can encourage us to go on for him. I know your works. I know you don't have anything. I know where you stand. I know how you're living. I know you need some grace. I know what you need to do. I know how you need to measure up along some line. I know somebody you can't stand. God knows everything.
Amen.
You know what? We need to be able to stand each other.
Amen.
We need to be able to get along with each other.
That's right.
Oh, you know, God is God back in Oklahoma just like he is out here.
Yes, he is.
And back there, we believe in living holy. We do it. And God requires the same thing out here.
Amen.
That's so. Amen.
Regardless of who won't live holy,
that's right.
I'm still required to live holy.
Right.
And you want to. If you expect to get in God's heaven, you must go on, dear one. I know your works. Go ahead, Sister Chief.
But thou art rich. Blaspheme me of them which say they are,
and are not.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
Fear none of those things.
Fear. This bothers a lot of people.
Yes.
I've probably been bothered with this myself in the past. But God can help us not to have fear.
Amen. Yeah.
But he said not to fear these kind of things. You know, if we get something on our minds, like a lot of people, when they get jobs and it's going to pay so much, they just want to get that job. They want to work and get that money.
Yeah.
They just work, see. We should do the same thing for God.
Amen.
We have a great incentive here. A great investment.
Amen.
That is going for God, dear one.
Yeah.
The greatest investment we can have is going to heaven.
Yeah.
Live right down here in a holy manner and we can get that investment.
Yeah.
He says, do what? Be thou faithful until you're sick. It didn't say that. Be thou faithful until death.
Yes.
And your pastor will give you a crown of life. No. We're dealing with God, dear ones. Be thou faithful unto death.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
And I will give you a crown of life.
Praise the Lord.
Dear one, each one of us can take this as a letter of scripture to us, to me.
Right.
I'll be faithful unto death. God himself will give me a crown of life.
I
want to encourage you to go on for God. Don't stop. Sometimes you might get a little slow, but keep on going.
Yes.
Keep on going. The man came and said he was going up above the tide because of condition. He didn't turn around and go back. He kept on going. He began to just rise. He rose above all those clouds and was just sitting right on. So we can rise above the troubles of life with God on our side. Can't we? Amen. Pray for me. We'll stay true in faith to God.
Amen.